from Virginia Farm Bureau. This is Cattle Pulse. It's November 2025, and I'm Elijah Griles in Richmond, Virginia. On this episode, legislative specialist and cattle producer Jake Tabor and I discuss the massive retreat of feeder cattle futures and cash markets after the announcement of increased imports of Argentine beef. To get things going, let's look at our feeder cattle futures contracts. The November contract was at $325 a hundredweight, down 9.5% from a month ago. The January contract was at $319.10 a hundredweight, down 9.7% from a month ago. The March contract was at $314.35 a hundredweight, down 10.1% from a month ago. The only thing I can say for certain is that these prices will change. I'm recording this episode on the morning of Thursday, November the 6th, and each day seems to bring a whole new onslaught of market moves. Two of the key factors prodding the markets right now are the issue of increased imports of Argentine beef and Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins meeting with Claudia Sheinbaum, the president of Mexico, to discuss reopening Mexican feeder cattle trade. So that is still on hold. The border is still closed. Let's take a deeper look into the issue of President Trump's plan to increase beef imports. The news and futures market have certainly been on a roller coaster ride about the whole issue of beef imports since we last talked. And to unpack this issue, I sat down with Jake Tabor, a legislative specialist here at Virginia Farm Bureau Federation and a Southwest Virginia beef cattle producer. Welcome to the podcast, Jake.
Thanks, Elijah. Glad to be here and talk about this important topic.
President Trump commented on October 16th that he wanted to bring retail beef prices down for consumers by increasing the amount of beef that the U.S. imports from Argentina. And specifically, he later said that he would do this by increasing the tariff rate quota from the current 20,000 metric tons to 80,000 metric tons. So that increased quota would mean that 60,000 more metric tons of beef could be imported at a lower import tax or tariff rate. Before this announcement in 2025, the U.S. has already imported 30,000 metric tons of beef from Argentina, and that's 10,000 metric tons above the previous tariff rate quota of 20,000 metric tons. What are some of the motivations for President Trump to make this sort of move?
To really understand where this announcement came from in the context of kind of where we're at in the political landscape, President Trump is big friends with the president of Argentina, President Milei, who was just up for election a few weeks ago. Argentina is also currently in a currency crisis where the Argentine peso is rapidly losing value. And so President Milei came to Washington a few weeks ago, sat down with President Trump, and they announced a deal for the U.S. to provide $20 billion in essentially a currency exchange with Argentina to kind of stabilize and help the Argentinian peso. And so this announcement on the importing four times the amount of Argentina beef is on the back of that announcement of the support for the currency exchange, and is kind of an initiative to support Argentina and President Milei ahead of the national elections there in Argentina.
When we think about sort of Trump's argument that this will help lower retail beef prices, is the amount of beef that we're talking about really going to impact what the consumer is seeing at the grocery store level or at a restaurant?
You know, I don't really think so. In the U.S., we import over 4 billion pounds of beef a year from a variety of countries. Our biggest trade partners in terms of beef that we import is Australia, Canada, and Mexico. And Argentina is actually about sixth on the list of beef imports, and they really only make up about 2% of what we import. And so, quadrupling the size of imports of beef from Argentina long-term, I don't really think is going to have a great impact on beef prices that consumers are going to see, just due to the amounts and the levels that we're talking about. We have a very strong consumer demand, and we have very low cattle numbers across the U.S. So coupling that together has gotten us to the point that we're at for cattle prices and what consumers are paying, at the grocery counter.
So to provide a little context, as we were discussing earlier, we're importing lean beef trimmings typically from a country like Argentina, and that's going into our domestic ground beef production. As you were mentioning, we have this low U.S. cattle inventory, but we also have higher carcass weights as cattle are staying on feed longer to get more beef per animal. And that's meaning that we have a lot of fat trimmings that we need to blend with lean trimmings from Argentina and the countries like Australia, Canada, and Mexico to make ground beef, which is our most popular beef product. What have the reactions been of cattle industry stakeholders to this announcement, and what do you think the motivation behind some of those reactions are?
Yeah, it's been a pretty swift, I would say, consensus in terms of the backlash across the cattle industry towards the president and the administration for this announcement, and kind of questioning the motivations and why at this time, you know, something like that is coming out. There's a lot of different factions across the cattle industry that really don't agree on a whole lot of things. But everybody, you know, seemingly pretty quickly put out a statement, you know, denouncing this and encouraging the president to change his stance and to understand, you know, kind of the frustration and even anger that the cattle producers are kind of judging this announcement. It's frustrating for those folks to see the government coming in at a high point and saying, you know, we need to put a stop to this. Prices are too high. Your product shouldn't be that way. And you know, a lot of folks in the cattle industry, they don't think government needs a role in determining what the price of beef should be.
There's been quite the media whirlwind, really has propelled the conversation into even just the everyday media that consumers might be looking at, as well as producers. Feeder cattle futures contracts took an 8% hit from their record highs in a matter of days. We also know that livestock risk protection gets frozen when we're making these limit down moves. We've also seen lower prices at some of our sale barns here in Virginia. Why did the futures react so strongly, and what does that mean for our cash markets going into the rest of the year?
All markets hate uncertainty, and you know, the president has come out with a statement that he wants to lower beef prices. And the one thing that he has put forth in a concrete manner has been this quadrupling of imports from Argentina. And not only that, but, you know, you're left wondering what else does the president have in mind to achieve his goal of lowering beef prices. And I think over the last 2 weeks, we've lost 30 to 40 cents on the futures contracts. And Butch Foster with the Virginia Cattlemen Association this week, he called the markets in Virginia anywhere from 15 cents to 50 cents lower last week across graded cattle in the state. And, you know, that could be a few hundred dollars a head to your average cattle producer, which really hurts. You know, we're also in a time of the year when a lot of spring calves are coming to the market. The influx of those, you know, usually leads to a little bit lower prices this time of year.
We're almost out of time, but long term, what can we expect once we maybe give some time for this information to be absorbed and we start to move on from it?
Going into next spring and next summer, we're still in a really strong place from a fundamental standpoint. The cattle industry is, you know, we're at a 75-year low in terms of the cow herd in the United States. And we haven't really seen a lot of convincing data yet that we're starting to retain a significant amount of heifers that will lead to herd expansion and kind of get to the point in the cattle cycle where we're significantly expanding the herd to the point that prices are going to go back down. So in terms of the impact of this 6 months from now, or, you know, into March or next summer, I don't really see too much long-term impact of the president's announcement and rhetoric.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Cattle Pulse, Jake, and appreciate you sharing your perspective.
Thank you, Elijah.
Now it's time for our weather and climate outlook. The Drought Monitor shows dry and drought conditions persisting throughout the state even after recent rains. Only 23% of the state in the Tidewater, the Eastern Shore, and far southwestern Virginia remain normal. Abnormally dry conditions continue in 33% of the state, comprised of all of Southside and Eastern Southwest and Central Virginia, along with the Middle Peninsula and Northern Neck. 34% of the rest of the state is facing moderate drought, with 10% in severe drought, concentrated in the northwestern Piedmont and far western mountain regions of the state. The NOAA Climate Prediction Center November outlook shows equal chances of above or below normal temperatures in November for all of the state, and a 33 to 40% chance of below normal precipitation for all of the state, except for far northern Virginia and far southwestern Virginia, which both have equal chances of above or below normal precipitation. So unfortunately, even though we've had some moisture recently, we're not expecting significant drought reduction or remediation throughout the month of November. Last but not least, it's time to take a look at what's going on here in Virginia with our feeder cattle auctions as we do the numbers. Abingdon Tri-State was at $350 a hundredweight, which is down 5.9% from a month ago. Blackstone was at $384.70 a hundredweight, up 3.6% from a month ago. Lynchburg was at $395.20 a hundredweight, down 0.6% from a month ago. Radiant was at $401 a hundredweight, down 2% from a month ago. Shenandoah Valley was at $380.50 a hundredweight, down 7.5% from a month ago. Winchester was at $398.30 a hundredweight, down 5.8% from a month ago. This gives us a six market monthly average of $384.90 a hundredweight, down 3.1% from a month ago. The first thing I want to point out here is that this is still 47% above October of 2024. So although we've seen these markets absorbing the news surrounding increased beef imports, whether or not the border is going to open, a lack of government data due to the shutdown, so far, this level of month-over-month drop-off, that 3.1% down from last month, is still in line with what we would expect from seasonal trends. Now, what's very important here is that these are average monthly prices for the month of October. That announcement related to beef imports came out in the middle of October, and so really there's only about 2 weeks of market data included in these averages that was post the President Trump beef import announcement. So we're going to keep a close eye on this moving into November, but we do experience seasonal decline, as Jake mentioned in the interview, due to those spring calves being sold, kind of an influx of volume moving into these markets in the fall. So we're still very steady, very much in line with expectations, but we are going to have to see as the futures continue to tumble how that affects the cash prices being offered here in Virginia. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Cattle Pulse. Please email your questions or ideas for future episodes to me at elijah.griles@vafb.com. I hope everyone has a very happy Thanksgiving and a great rest of your month. We'll talk to you in December.